From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta United added another game to their winning streak yesterday. They beat Orlando City by a score of 1-0 to earn their fourth straight victory. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium celebrated the game's only goal, scored by P.T. Martinez, his first since joining the team this year as the most expensive transfer in league history.
He has been waiting for his first goal, first assist, first point in Major League Soccer, and he does it with a beauty.
Goalkeeper Brad Guzan and the defense were also in top form, helping United hold their opponents scoreless for the fourth game in a row. Atlanta won't have long to savor the victory, though. They'll be in Vancouver on Wednesday to face the Whitecaps. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Now that Governor Kemp has signed a bill allowing the cultivation of medical marijuana, those hoping to get one of six state-issued private grow permits are stepping forward, including one in the city of Augusta. GPB's Drew Dawson reports.
The city owns 25 acres of usable farmland southeast of downtown. Now, county commissioners may use it for a municipal medical marijuana farm or lease the land to a state-issued permit holder. Commissioner Bill Fenoy, whose district includes the land, sees possible benefits but also has some concerns.
The startup cost, it has to be grown on the inside. We would need somebody that knows what they're doing when it comes to growing marijuana inside. And then the area will have to be secure.
The city attorney is reviewing the proposal to identify any legal obstacles. The results will be presented to commissioners in the coming weeks. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama made a surprise visit to Atlanta over the weekend. She was visiting Spelman College ahead of a book tour event for her autobiography, Becoming. Obama came to Spelman to talk to the students on Saturday about the book ahead of her sold-out appearance later that night at State Farm Arena. During the roundtable discussion, she and the students talked about overcoming imposter syndrome and breaking barriers in education and professional life. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That's where we're live streaming as well.